Niall Hatch is next.
My Christmas choice, it's a slightly unusual one. It's mm-hmm. it's a field guide, and it comes from a bit left of field. So maybe a left of field guide, I don't know. And it's not a, it's not actually an Irish book. It's not even a new book. You didn't say we had to have a new book.
No, I didn't.
Came out in 2019. There's been followed up by various sequels and so on. But it's really worth reading. I got a real laugh out of it. It's a humorous book. It's by a gentleman called Matt Cracht. He's the author and the illustrator, because there's some very, I suppose, unique, I won't say beautiful, but very unique illustrations in this book. And it's called The Field Guide to Dumb Birds of North America, published by Chronicle Books.
Dumb Birds of North America?
Yes.
Niall,
yes.
I'm surprised at you.
I think I can relate to Matt here, because I've been, like him, been obsessed with birds all my life. And honestly, though I love them, they do my head in sometimes. They can drive me nuts. And I think he's taking his frustration out on it. So what he's done is he's produced this field guide, which it gives you some interesting facts about these birds, but it's done in a very irreverent style. A lot of the language in it, the new names, he has new names for all these birds that many of them we couldn't say on the radio. I know it's after the watershed, but even so, my mammy would kill me if I just swear.
No, don't. But I did have a former boss who said there was no watershed on radio.
So now the format of this wonderful book mm-hmm. is that, there's an introduction explaining what a bird watcher is and what birding is and why it's different from bird watching and so on. And then it talks a little bit about what you need to do to be a bird watcher. And then the bulk of it, it's a very irreverent description of various species that you find in North America, these bird species, given new, maybe not so radio friendly names and descriptions about why they're so dumb and why they annoy the author so much. So quite a different approach, but actually I really liked it because it makes the facts stick in your mind in a different way, because you're remembering all these bad things about these birds.
All right, so you spoke to Matt Cracht. Great name. Where does he live?
He's based in Tacoma, Washington. So not Washington, D.C., Washington State in the Pacific Northwest. A place I've been lucky enough to visit a couple of times. Wonderful bird watching there right in the Pacific Ocean, that region of Washington. Not too far, I suppose, from the Canadian border over that side. Interesting place.
It's, this is a term I just learned. It's called humor nonfiction. Apparently that's the genre as far as bookstores are concerned, but it's a nonfiction book. And I grew up watching birds like you probably did. And I know here in the Pacific Northwest in the U.S., it's just kind of part of the culture. Everyone grew up with a bird guide or two, a Sibley's, an Audubon, a Peterson's, I suppose it'd be Collins where you're at. And there was always one of those on the coffee table. Everybody had it. And nobody was serious about it when I grew up, at least nobody I knew. But I was fascinated by natural sciences. So I guess I would say that the book is for people who are interested in birds. It's formatted like a bird field guide, but it's a humorous take on it. I would also say that the facts that I've included are all real, but the opinions are all mine.
You say a field guide, but have you ever actually encountered anyone using it in the field?
People, actually, I have fans who have sent me photos of them using it while they watch birds. How much value it is, I'm not sure, in the field, but it's about small enough to stuff in your jacket pocket. So I encourage everybody to take it with them. You never know when you're going to see a scarlet teenager or the Eastern kingbutt.
Indeed. Here in Ireland, we sometimes get some of these North American birds that come across the Atlantic as vagrants. They turn up here accidentally. It's a very good place in Europe to see some of those birds. But I would genuinely say that the fact that the people here in Ireland and elsewhere in Europe may not be familiar with some of these species, it doesn't diminish the impact at all. I did find it very humorous. Just in terms of the actual species in there, do you have any particular favourites? Could you maybe give us an example or two of a bird that is particularly dumb, and what makes it so dumb?
Sure. Do you want me to do a short reading? I'll pick one that isn't too salty. There's a bird named the Western Meadowlark, and I've named it the Western Meadow Jerk. And I simply say, look at this jerk singing his heart out. The Western Meadowlark is a medium-sized iditarod bird, whatever that means. It builds its nest on the ground in open grasslands, which proves it's stupid. If you can fly, then why the hell don't you just build your nest in a tree where it's at least safe from dogs? Plus, it's the state bird of like six states you wouldn't want to live in.
The thing is, as I was saying earlier, while you're laughing at that, you're learning as well, because there's quite a few memorable things you're saying about the bird there that will stick in people's memory. I think that for a lot of birders, they'll relate to it, they'll know about it. But maybe for people who are starting out, it really does sort of focus the mind on some of the key traits. You're giving a message about these, to be honest, remarkable and very beautiful meadowlarks.
Yeah. I didn't set out to write an educational book. I was doing three things that I really enjoy doing, and that's writing, drawing, and not being serious. So initially, when I started this project, it was kind of more for me and my friends than anyone else. But I am interested in the natural sciences, and while I'm not a professional, I have a lot of respect for people in the sciences. And in the course of making a book like this, I'm taking some general knowledge that I have and doing research to find out more about them. And there's birds are really fascinating creatures. Most creatures are, but I think they're ubiquitous. I mean, there are very few places on the planet where you can live and not see at least some birds. And so, and humans have been living with them for as long as there have been humans. So I guess what I do is I lens their behavior through the eyes of, if they were humans, they would be obnoxious. But I think that's the humor in it, is the view that this author character is taking.
Another bird in it that really stuck out to me, because I particularly like your illustration of it, it's a bird that I, until now, would have always called the Eastern Kingbird, which has been recorded in Ireland, but you call it the Eastern Kingbutt. Could you possibly maybe read that section for us if you have it to hand?
Yes, the Eastern Kingbutt. This big-headed dope looks like he's wearing a business suit. A medium-sized songbird of eastern North America, this kingbird is notable for his stiff, upright posture of self-importance common to many business types. And then I give an identification tip here. Dark gray upper parts, crisp white throat, chest, and abdomen, with just a bit of cuff showing at the tail. Probably heavy starch. He thinks he's better than you.
Another one that stuck out that listeners here may be familiar with is a bird called Canada Goose. What did you call it in your book?
I called it the goddamned Canada Goose. Thanks a lot, Canada. These f***ers are often considered a pest species. Why? Because of their depredation of crops, their noise, droppings, aggressive behavior, and habit of begging for food in urban parks, not to mention that incessant honking and their long, stupid necks. Basically, everything about these geese just makes you want to choke them. Goose tips. Feeding the geese at the park? Be aware that they can become overly aggressive in large groups. If you have to fight, don't let them surround you. Keep moving and try to take them on individually or in small groups.
See, I love that, because I think that there can't be a birder out there who hasn't encountered a group of geese. And in Ireland, Canada geese are feral birds in some areas. You do get some wild visitors as well, but they are incredibly frustrating birds, and they do seem very aggressive. I think you've summed it up there absolutely perfectly. It sticks in the mind. Yeah. So goddamn Canada goose, I get it. And I like that you blamed Canada for it as well. Very American attitude.
Yes. Well, this character is very American for sure.
Well, Matt, I thoroughly enjoyed it. I thought it was a really great read. A perfect gift for anybody who has a bird watcher, a bird obsessive person in their lives. So the Field Guide to Dumb Birds of North America. Great for an alternative take on the well-worn field guide genre. And maybe we can write the European version together. Let's do that.
That sounds great, Niall. Thank you so much.
Sounds like an interesting idea indeed. Thank you very much indeed, Niall Hatch.